might borrow a feeling. Could you lend me a jar of love? Hurting hearts need some healing. Take my hand with your glove of love. How about it, Luann? Will you marry me again?
Ooh, no.
Enjoy it while we're here, folks. Enjoy it while we're here. What's up, Kate?
Not much. What's up with you?
Oh, a lot's up, but we'll get to that in turn. We'll get to that at a time appropriate. You're listening to another episode, maybe the final one. We'll see how much gas we got left in the tank. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Kate.
Hey.
Hi, Kate. Hi, yeah. Kate.
I promise you, I'm putting this down.
Oh, the crocheting?
It's knitting. And yes, I was just finishing a row, and I am putting it down now.
So. I have balls, so I don't know the difference. But thank you for putting it down. I appreciate that. That shows you're giving your all.
Yeah, I try to be respectful.
I like being
on
board. Yeah, exactly. I like being on board with Team Papa Giorgio. I'd say you can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, but we don't really know that.
The man is keeping us down.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that. The show's not going to go anywhere. You can always find it at inpapasbasement.com, at least the podcasts of it. But the live show, I don't know. I feel like a dinosaur, and I'm staring up at a big, smoldering rock in the sky. Thank you. Thanks.
That was my dinosaur noise.
Theater of the mind. Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell is that rock, and what does it entail for me? Probably bad things, but we'll see. Again... Tweet us at Papa's Basement, like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement, and if we're not here next week for whatever reason, again, find us on inpapasbasement.com. Let me smoothly bring down Lemmy. That was smooth, right? Didn't just die a dog's
not
death.
At all. Not at all.
Faders. These faders are horribly calibrated. Okay, so I gotta say there's been a pall over me this week. Bit of a black cloud hanging over my head.
That's Paul, P-A-L-L, not P-A-U-L.
Yeah.
Because that'd be kind of creepy.
It'd be a little gay to say there's a Paul over me and on top of me this week.
I love you, Nickster.
What? She just
tweeted me.
Oh, God. No. Paul, P-A-L-L. Look it up. Good SAT word, I'd say.
Do people have dictionaries anymore, or is
no,
it just straight
Google
to
it.
The internet?
You Google it, and maybe your first hit is Webster's or dictionary.com. I don't want to dwell on this much, but I tried to kind of plan a show around this, but you know what? Screw it. I couldn't. It was just dwelling in the back of my head, just living there, festering like a wound.
Ew.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I don't bathe much, so the metaphors are limited. Those are my go-tos.
Festering like... most of the bacteria in my body right now.
Exactly. My multiple boils and lesions.
Many cultures happening.
It was brought to my attention that the station has received more than a couple complaints about the content of the show.
It's so bad.
Yeah. I'm not going to get too into the details about how this came to my attention. I really don't want to harp on it a ton, get anyone in trouble.
It's over candlelight dinner.
Exactly. I was massaging.
With the program director.
Foot rub was involved. No. I simply was told that I've gotten more than my share of letters, and upon further review, the content of the show.
Wait, are they sternly worded letters?
I'm imagining just some old curmudgeon-y C. Like, you know, not even emailing in.
Oh, youngsters.
Yeah, it's either a sexually frustrated, impotent 70-year-old.
Do you see them, like, written with a quill pen, perhaps?
No. This isn't 1400.
Typed up on the typewriter?
Yeah, like an IBM typewriter. Okay. And it's like the end of those 80s sitcoms where they pull out the last letter and then it forms the C and then the production company.
I love that.
There we go. That is exactly what I pictured.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So there's either that or it's just some dried up old hag, nothing better to do. And hold on, I got to get this. I'm not going to say anything bad. God forbid anything bad come out. Going to get this gosh darn barrier out of my face because I can't look at you through this thing.
It's the remote. So I'm going to talk a little bit, and I do wonder why you assume it's a woman. I'm not going to argue with that assumption because I would probably make the same
I could easily see man doing this too.
Okay.
I could easily see man writing in with nothing better to do.
I only ask because it just happened to be the two words you chose generally for to women, and I'm just checking, but.
No. I am not throwing womankind under the bus. This is just a personality
I wasn't even perceiving it as that. It's just a curiosity question. So, okay, the barrier's gone.
Yeah, the barrier's gone.
There is no acrylic between us anymore.
Just flow. Feel it. Feel me inside you, Kate. My every word is entering you.
You're eating my hair. You're eating my hair, John.
I am not.
Can you feel me inside you?
Why are you addressing me like a retarded toddler? I'm not eating your hair. I'm still sitting here behind the console.
It's Family Guy.
Oh, you can't give me the really obscure references.
That's not really obscure. That's when Meg falls in love with Brian because he makes out with her drunk. And she makes a pie out of her hair. Yes, she makes a hair pie and he eats her hair pie.
Yeah. But
is exactly what happened on the show. That is allowed on broadcast television.
We're talking about a pie made of hair.
Yes,
just to be clear,
a hair pie.
He ate a big,
just like a pie made of apples. This is an apple pie.
He had a big messy face full of hair pie. Right?
Yeah, he was just chowing down on that hair pie.
Okay.
Yes.
Nothing like some good fresh hair pie. Okay, so I was shocked because I joke about having no listeners, but it's not a joke. I mean, it's no joke. And here's someone calling in now.
Oh, no, they hung up.
My favorite kind of caller, the one that hangs up.
Change your mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it today. Today's the day. Today's the day I'm going to call. I'm going to call. No, I can't do it.
Don't call. You know, 703-560-TALK and forget those digits immediately. I don't want you calling. I have to act as the call screener. Sure, one of you bastards will call in and just drop F-bombs left and right, which I don't need today. So you know what?
Sorry.
Calls later, don't need them now. I don't have listeners. I got some on the internet. God bless you.
You don't have listeners. You have whiners.
I mean, to those who know this show through the website or the internet, I need to impress upon you, this isn't even a real station.
Oh, yeah. This is located in an industrial park in a small suburb. And it's a public access.
We're like 15 miles outside D.C.
Yeah, it's public access.
Hey, do you know one thing that this doesn't have that a real radio station has? God, air signal. We're not on the air.
Oh, yeah, we're on cable. When people ask me how to listen to the show, I have to tell them
you
got to watch cable.
Hello, caller. You roll.
I don't like people.
Hey, what's going on, Papa Bear?
Oh, who we got here?
It's Danny the Douche, your favorite.
Oh, my God. What is up,
right,
man?
Second best to Nickster.
Yes. The henchman of Nickster. What's up, Danny?
Well, I figured this is the perfect week for me to call since you're talking about getting complaints about the show being inappropriate. And if fans really want to see what inappropriate's like, they should go ahead and give me a holler.
Okay. I thought that could have gone to a worse place, but thank you for...
thank you.
Thank you for complying. Yeah, follow Danny the Douche on Twitter. Danny certainly has a colorful tweet feed. He'll spice up your timeline something fierce.
Well, in all fairness, you know, I do have to go to a wedding today, so I'm already wearing pants. The day's already shot, so I might as well go ahead and be appropriate all day.
This is really sad. I didn't know you were going to take this tragic turn with this phone call.
Oh, man. All right, Danny. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good night, bud.
You too. Yeah, Danny the Douche. Good guy. I like him.
I like just saying douche.
Yeah, it's a... great product.
That's a good word.
I would maybe cite some criticisms that I've heard about it that it dries certain things out. But
yeah, well, I mean,
God forbid I prefer any kind of public service here, as long as it's not dirty.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's better ways to go about it. There's issues with actually using that type of product, just medical. But
I wouldn't be able to talk about that. So yeah, I don't know. I'm like Howard Stern without the success, without the money. I get the grief. I don't have far to fall, but I certainly know his stress.
You know, douche is French for shower, for bathing.
Really?
Yeah.
I just know the French like prefer that whore's bath where they just kind of wash off in a sink. They throw a rag
like
in the
a
sink.
Sponge bath. Yeah. No, but your a douche is just the word for bathing in French. So we could make this a multilingual show.
All right. I want to get back to the
Do
fact.
Do you like to douche, Jeff?
No. Okay. We don't have an air signal. Let me impress that upon you again. I'm a radio show without an air signal.
Yeah, we're on cable, which is really sad.
You can stream us on the internet, which is not an air signal, last I checked.
No, that's streaming internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get us through your cable box, which not
that's
an air
on
signal.
Cable. No, that's but that on... is a favorite on my television now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it has a little heart next to the station number, and it shows like public service messages while our show is on.
I mean, you can put on, I think if you put on the internet stream, it'll even show how many people are listening. It's got to be in the neighborhood of like 5. I'm
can,
not.
Can we see that? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know what? By a couple seconds, I'm going to put up streaming radio
okay,
right now.
Okay. So, en français, what would it be? Vous aimez le douche? Douche? I actually don't know how to do that. I actually can't speak French, despite the fact that I tell everybody I can. It's just fun because most people can't. I also tell people I can speak Russian, but then I actually met a Russian person, and I said, sandwiches, and they were like, what?
All right, I clicked on stream radio, because it used to be a running gag where we would stream our show and then laugh at how we had zero. Like, we would count the listeners, and I'd know them all by name, you know? If my mom was like, I'm going to get my hair done, it would go from one to none. Ugh, another
call.
Good call. Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Good impression.
Thank you. I got that just from Rich.
Okay. So we have okay. someone doing something with an adult
Can't
device.
Work
maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, the stream, I don't think shows up. I wasn't getting it to pop up. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. That's the most important thing. I just want to impress upon you. We have like zero listeners who listen live. But gotcha. Apparently... someone on a Saturday afternoon when there's college football, there's the sun shining, there's everything.
There's life to be living.
If they're Jewish, it's the Sabbath.
You shouldn't be using devices anyway.
Yeah.
God. Shouldn't be turning on the TV.
Hello? Okay. You know what? No more calls.
I think that's actually just the bees trying to talk to
the
you.
The woo killer bees.
The woo killer bees?
Yeah, the Wu-Tang killer bees on a swarm.
Yeah, so I think we have an insect audience, which I like because I like being cross-species.
I just want to emphasize there's like maybe 8 people getting this through the cable channel. I mean, really, it can't be anyone. Oh, my son of a...
The bees are listening. The bees are listening. Yeah, it's the bees.
Hello. Hello.
No.
There you go. Okay. And we get to hear the ring on the air. That's the best part.
That was cool.
I like how the call screening, quote-unquote, center is 2 inches from the mic. That's an awesome setup. Trey Professionnel. Oh, my God.
Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Landshark.
No, it's ringing because it's like multiple people calling in. I don't care.
Oh,
I don't care. It's going to be the damn bees. Here, let's see. Here, let's play a game. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, it's
son
Nixie.
Of a bitch. It worked. Hello, Nixie.
You better not pick up on me.
Hello.
That's the only reason we were picking up.
So have you been playing along at home, Nixter?
I have been playing along at home today.
Was it you making these complaints, writing these letters?
No, I wish it was. I wish I had that good of a reason to be hateful of you, but you know,
you wish you had that little to do with your everyday.
Yeah, I don't understand people that complain about things that they don't like.
Yeah,
even though I do it all the
really
time,
happy
I still don't understand.
The person doing this like wasn't at a soup kitchen, and instead they're working to get me off the air. Because you know what? Screw hobos. They need to die off like those bees. Every
they're probably
winter.
The same people that voted for Christine O'Donnell.
Sure, you know what? I wouldn't be shocked.
Turn me into a newt.
I got nothing against conservatives who actually like practice what they preach, and they're completely against government control. Like, if a conservative came to power and I could hurl F-bombs left and right?
I was just talking about this.
I would be as red as it gets.
Yeah, I was just talking about this, the contradiction between we don't want government in our lives, but government has to stop these evil people who are like, doing things we don't like.
They want government for all the crap I don't want it for, like regulating morality and
stuff. Yeah.
There's no way you can regulate my morals because I just don't have any anymore.
Yeah, I mean, let big business just treat you like a dirty whore and have its way with you.
But they don't say bad words, so it's okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, if they don't say bad words, then they're not even in my realm of possibilities of people to be a whore with.
She's a classy whore.
I don't trust anybody that doesn't curse. It's just obnoxious.
I agree. I hate people. I really hate. I don't mind the gosh darn it's and the gall dang it's around children or like in public or in business. But when you get down and you're talking with someone and they don't like drop, I'm not even saying you
can't drop an F-bomb, then I just don't respect you.
Yeah.
Well, you look like a wuss. That's actually like one of the things you kind of that's in my repertoire, like to show that I don't have a stick
you're
up my
a man.
Head. Yeah, to show I'm not the kind of person that anonymously writes letters into a station like a coward.
If anybody saw you on the street though, you're so non-threatening, so I don't understand.
I don't know, his beard's pretty scary.
Yeah, I look like I'd blow something up in the name of you know who, but I don't look like I'd rob you. I don't look
you're
like one of those
ethnic,
scary
John.
People.
You're too ethnic.
The kind of people who can jump well and rap, you know?
You're not that cunning. You don't have that type of, you know, dedication to following something through.
Yeah.
I love black men.
See, I do. Not the person that rode into the station. They get the opposite of that sound. Bite.
I wish it could be like where I could find out who that person was and I could call them. And
oh, me too.
Hang up on them every 5 seconds like we did when we were 8. Like call them and be like, hey, did you know your refrigerator's running? You better go catch it.
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
All right, Nixie, thank you.
Hey, bye guys.
Bye.
Another call.
I think I'm in love with her.
There we go. Again, my favorite kind of caller. That was awesome. Professional. Très professional, as the French say.
They're not
how did the French say bath again?
Douche.
There you go.
Douche.
Playing along at home.
Douche.
Oh my gosh. Okay, one more time.
I think
it's the bees.
You said you didn't want callers.
It's the bees. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
Oh, who we got here?
This is Logic.
Logic? Oh my God. This is all the Twitter people coming out today. I got three whole listeners. What
Yay!
Is up, man?
Three more than usual, huh?
I know. Well, my mom is busy cooking, so she is not counting toward anything today.
Right where a woman should be.
No complaints there, yeah. How are you, sir?
So how's everything going? You getting all these complaints? I don't understand. You guys seem pretty pretty clean to me, except for the hair pie thing was pretty funny, man.
Well,
but it is simply a baked good.
Yeah, a baked
made
item.
Out of stuff that comes off of your head and other parts of your body.
Served at 98.6 degrees. That part's very
well, you
very important.
Get a thermometer for
with
that.
A flaky crust.
Exactly. So that's about it. That's all it's doing. I just want to address the critics, man. I just want to talk about this. It's been kind of churning in my head for a couple days now, and I really got to think, who's got so little to do with their life that they're going to complain about me? Like, I get it if you bitch about Stern, or you bitch about someone that matters. I am such an insignificant nothing. Like, to even address me is to lower yourself as a human being. Like, we do nothing here.
And when they came for John Papagiorgio, I did not say anything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, why just say, like, just don't listen.
Exactly. There is an on-off button. There is nothing that's illegal. If you have a beef with it, just turn it off. I don't care
and
if you don't like me.
And apparently the crux of these complaints was not really so much what I was saying as the time I was saying it. Because this person's so out of it. They're like, it's Saturday. It's the afternoon. Kids could be listening to this.
Kids could be listening?
What kid is listening to this crap at 3? Like,
seriously?
What sad little kid? They have,
the little
like,
effers are out mugging 7-Elevens.
They have Xboxes and Bang Brothers. I don't even chart on their psyche.
We're like on basic cable, too. So
yeah.
We don't
really
have
better stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. No one cares about me except you. And if you're listening, call in right now.
Please.
You know what probably happened was they were probably one of the callers that hung up and then you made fun of them and they got mad.
I've had weird callers before, but I don't know if any of them have like glommed on since. Because I just, all of our listeners, the ones that actually get us through cable, I just picture as like Mark David Chapman. Like, they're all going to kill someone famous. That is all they got nothing else going on. It's like Rupert Pupkin type stuff.
That'd be something else, though, if they, like, quoted you from your radio show, like, right before they killed, like, a
How great would that be if I get shot outside the station by some guy, like, clutching a copy of Catcher in the Rye? Kate's frowning right now because she thinks, like, she might get accidentally shot. Don't worry, I'll take the bullet for you.
Yeah, by the way, you got to get her face on the Ustream. Maybe the listeners will go out more.
Oh, what? Like, you can't see her all that clearly right now?
No, she's, like, right at the corner, and her head's cut off.
You need to move this way?
I think stage right.
This way? Can you see my hair?
Forward, actually.
Oh.
She's looking good today. She's wearing, like, the hair's back. She's got on a Hello Kitty sweatshirt.
This is what I look like all the time.
She looks like a white Asian girl, almost.
Yeah, I could see that.
People think I'm Chinese when I smile because my eyes go like this. It's just because I have humongous cheeks.
Well, the Hello Kitty sweatshirt doesn't help.
I know. There was actually a lovely Asian gentleman in the coffee shop today who commented on my Hello Kitty, and he was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Did his eyes arch? Did he do the
little...
Yeah,
he actually has like eyes like this when he's smiling.
Yeah, they were like inverted V's.
Like, oh, hello.
And his smile is just a perfect little line.
Hello Kitty, very nice, Yes, just he like tittered that. Like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. That's how Asians talk, by the way. There's that, and then there's George Takei.
Yes.
Oh, my. That is the only other reaction to your Hello Kitty shirt. All right, Logic Man, thanks for calling in.
All right, later, Papa.
There you go. Look at that. Where's my detractor? Well, the teams of them, apparently. 703-560-TALK. If any of you actually want to talk to me,
we will talk to you like grown-ups. I promise I will talk to you like a grown-up. I will not make fun of you. I will not taunt you.
And you know what? No one's going to call in.
No.
But there's going to be a letter about this one, too. Oh!
Wait.
Oh!
I take that back. Okay.
Oh, what do we have? Come on. Yellow.
Hey, man, it's me again. I have a call of emergency.
What's up?
I've got a tie of tie. Do you still have David Carradine's phone number?
Oh, bada bing. That was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay.
I would miss this if it were taken from me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, in terms of recording the show and putting it out there, it really doesn't matter. We have the B studio, I suppose, they'd let us use, even though they probably...
Yeah, but that's the thing. There's no calls. And while you don't always take calls on the live show or, you know, don't always have callers, you know, it affords you that opportunity to interact immediately with people who are listening.
Yeah, I get to actually semi-act like I have a real radio show for one damn hour a week.
It's like having the Easy Bake oven. Instead of just like the mud and the water and a little cake dish, you can actually bake a cupcake in the Easy Bake oven.
Oh, two callers. Okay, who we got? Line one.
Hello?
Yeah, hang up.
Okay.
Line two.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm actually listening.
Oh, hello, Maria Papa Giorgio.
Well, I will tell you, last week I thought I said to you, or perhaps it was to Will, I heard all the eschatological things. And
yes.
That was too much.
Was it?
I agree. Actually, I agree with that. I did not need to hear that.
It just went on, and you know, nobody needs that.
Half an hour.
I'm your mom, and I love you, but that was really just pushed to, you know, the nth degree. I was offended.
Half an hour of your poop habits.
And disgusted listening.
So, wait, how?
By the way, it's very weak hearing you. How come?
Because I have a weak child's voice.
No.
Yeah, I got off the speaker, the travel phone.
Okay.
When you listen, I think streaming or whatever.
Both of you are very faint. But really, you just pushed it too long. It was prolonged and it was too detailed, and I think we had all been fed up.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, voice of the listener.
Just weighing in on that. But now I do have to get ready and go out and get my flat tire fixed.
And you already made food, right?
Well, yeah, my delicious, nice Italian bacon.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I got into a good fight with her about that earlier in the day.
Well, you hurt my feelings.
Highlighted.
What?
And unfortunately, as a Leo, sometimes it's hard to hold my tongue, and I have a
mom's a Leo, too!
Oh, you never hold your tongue. Hard to hold your tongue. You don't make a damn effort.
I certainly do, but I'm hot-headed.
Okay, all right. This is enough. This is what, if you guys want to know why I need this show, the other God knows how many hours of my life is this.
I think your mom's awesome.
Is me?
Everyone does.
Thank you, dear.
And what happened to your tire, by the way?
I have no idea. I had a feeling like I was going ba-bump, ba-bump, and I thought, boy, this road is bad. And just this morning when I went out to take out some newspapers and things, I noticed that it was flattish looking. So I'm going over to that Goodyear place, whatever.
That'll teach you to complain about the show. All right, later.
Hi, your mom's awesome.
Mid-tackle.
Your mom's awesome.
Yeah, she used to be a show regular. God bless her.
She's great. She's fun.
Oh, my God. She won't get off the line somehow. Are you still there?
I'm here.
God. All right. All right, Maria. Bye.
Bye, Robbie. Dear.
Yes.
Bye. Bye, Kate.
Bye.
Okay. God damn.
No, she's awesome.
Oh, my happy place has been taken from me.
Aw.
Mm. So, yeah, I feel a little better having said all this. Because I'm not going to lie, this segment was going to conclude with me wishing cancer upon all my foes.
I don't like that. I don't like that part.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a little bit?
I mean, a little bit as a joke, okay, but I don't know. Sometimes
I like saying
it, goes too far.
Because my dad died of cancer, so I know how horrible it is. Like, I watched him waste away. So when I wish that upon you, it really means something.
But I still don't think you I don't know. I think it's still, I don't know.
What if
I
wish
that.
Cancer upon the kids they worried about?
No, that's even worse.
Really?
You're wishing harm upon innocence is even worse.
Can they be that innocent if they're the dark grand seed of whoever complained about this show?
They're innocent in that they're not the complainers.
Aren't
they're
they
innocent
grow
in this argument? If I go,
isn't this like shooting Hitler back in time?
If I go do something evil, and I'm not even going to say anything because then I'm going to be accused of planning to do something evil.
It's like
if I go do something
with
evil,
cancer.
If I go shoot Tom Cruise and I say it's in the name of John Papa Giorgio,
yeah,
that is bringing an innocent person into
that
this
would
horrible
get me
thing.
Incredible amounts of fame, by the way.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either.
If you want to take one for the team like that, I wholeheartedly encourage that.
No, because I don't. I mean, I don't like Tom Cruise, but I don't hate him that much, so I'm not shooting him. Now, who would I shoot? Okay, anyway, point being,
I can think of some people. They haven't called into the show yet.
You're bringing in people who haven't actually complained. So these innocent children are innocent in the fact that they haven't actually complained. Maybe they like the show, and it's the person who's complained.
You're right. Why would I wish death upon my listeners?
Right. So you know what? It's the people who complain.
Okay.
And even then, it's pretty harsh to wish cancer upon people. I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm kind of a
sucker. How about a modified prayer where it's like restricted to ocular cancer, so they just lose their eyes?
Okay. I think I can buy into that one.
All right. I'm not going to pray to Jesus either. He's all hippy-dippy and lovey. You got to
pray to
God.
Jeepus.
No, you got to pray to God.
Yeah,
he actually
our Lord God is a vengeful God.
Yeah.
Okay. Old Testament.
Yeah.
All right.
Dear
this is
God,
where the Jews got it right. Sorry. Go on.
Dear God, creator of everything I can comprehend with my limited scope and abilities of perception and everything that exists beyond me, may you, in your infinite wisdom, focus your infinite power. Power beyond my simple peasant's comprehension. To stricken the eyeballs of my foes with a cancer most severe. And may this cancer ravage their beings for years and years and years. Until doctors are forced to pluck their eyeballs with an ice cream scoop. That's all I ask for, God. I don't want fame, which will elude me forever. And I'm not even going to ask to somehow move outside of my mom's house, because that's a little bit too big an item. Just ocular cancer. Horrible, ravaging ocular cancer. And may they never get like a Jordy visor to wear either. I just want them blind. Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
We got another caller. Hello.
Stop that nonsense.
All right, bye.
Hello?
Oh, God, you're still there? Yeah, what?
That's childish.
Okay, can we wrap up?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, she. Yeah, what?
Don't make bad prayers. I can't hear you, but that's not nice. And that's so infantile.
I did
so
tell you it was not nice.
We know that. We've always talked about this. It's like somebody 13 years old thinks
like that.
I haven't
had to bust out the cancer prayer in forever.
All right, bye.
Okay. God.
I told you.
What?
Mama don't approve.
Why is she listening to this? God, I'm out of this house 2 hours a day if I'm not working.
So the really sad part is I used to be involved in like church choirs and whatever.
That was
secular
amazing,
choirs.
By the way. Yeah. Secular choirs, though.
Well, no. I mean, they do. They just don't do church music. But anyway, the first thing that popped in my head after Amazing Grace was a hymn called Open My Eyes.
Open my eyes to reveal empty caves.
Open my eyes that I might see all of the
no,
something God
won't.
Gave to me. Yeah, and I was like,
you
oh.
You never will again.
Oh, yeah.
Not if God
yeah,
works
I'm
his mojo.
I'm glad I stuck with Amazing Grace.
So, yeah, I'm glad that you're using your First Amendment rights to take away mine. I think that's deliciously ironic. And can we move on?
I'm ready to move on. Are you done?
Yeah.
I mean, 'cause I'm okay.
Because there's a subject that's like near and dear to my heart, even more than this.
Then what is your scary notebook there? Like your Seven notebook.
Oh, yeah. Should we take pictures of this? It looks a little
kind of creepy.
My handwriting and stuff and all the notes everywhere.
The only way it would be creepier if it was like super tiny and really neat. That would be creepier.
Oh, yeah. I don't swing that.
I do.
I got a doctor's handwriting. Not his income. Not his sex appeal. But his handwriting. Best part about him.
I have yet to meet a cute doctor. I mean, and when I say cute, I mean like above average, like above regular Joe on the street doctor.
I think they can all be very milquetoast, but if you're a chick who just wants a few ducats and security, then why would that
you
not
be bad?
You use
milquetoast and ducats.
Yeah, I'm from the streets like that. Surprised you didn't know.
Can I share with you a song that I just realized is in existence and is a really awesome song? I can't really sing it for you because it has
sure,
a bad word.
Sure, since Papa's Basement is home of the non sequitur.
Thank you. It was going in my head, and you're talking about being from the street, and that made me think of another word that I can't say on air, and I wouldn't say to anybody seriously.
Oh, the ninja word?
Yeah, ninjas.
Okay.
There is a man called CeeLo Green.
Oh, the F.U. song.
Yeah. I'm a little behind the times, and I just learned about this. And the reason I love it so much, because, I mean, it's fine, and the lyrics are kind of cute and whatever.
I'll let you in on a weird fact about CeeLo. I think he's missing a leg.
Really?
He lost it in an accident years ago.
Okay, I
could be
that.
Wrong on all that. Right. But
the reason I love it so much is it is so perfectly Motown. It is so beautifully Motown. And the first time I heard it, I went, who the hell is this? Because it clearly cannot be a song from the 60s, but it so perfectly sounded like one. And that is what I thought was
guy's
awesome.
He's got good pipes.
Funny, yeah. And well, and with
you
the,
never
with
believe
the funny,
he's white, right?
He's totally. He's like this skinny little white dude.
Yeah, shocking.
It's crazy. I think he's a ginger, too.
Yeah. No way did I mix him up with Danger Mouse. No way have I confused the two members of Gnarls Barkley.
I just learned about it actually a couple of weeks ago, and then I've been watching the video lately because it was stuck in my head. I like that song a lot. That's really funny. So I think we're going to cover it in the band.
I was actually looking at my two sound bites that use the C-bomb. I should probably take those out of rotation.
Oh, might want to. Yeah, even if it's a sound bite. Oh, you know what a professional studio would have? Freaking soundproof
talent.
Studios.
Oh.
Because I just heard doors
door
slam in the hallway. You can hear people talking in the hallway. And then we were sitting over in the B studio, and apparently they could hear us in the TV studio.
Oh,
now,
yeah. No, I like the toddlers running around. It gives us like whole Calcutta Bazaar vibe. Like we just need a couple barkers in the background and we're just set.
It's so I mean I admit I have a loud voice, but if you can hear me through the walls of a
how
studio.
How about if you don't have a loud voice, your show sounds like S. Do you know why almost everything else on the station is so passionless? Because everyone's whispering into the mic like this.
Well, when you host a smooth jazz show, that's what you have to do.
3:34 in the PM.
People I don't know if I can say this on air now.
Oh, what is it?
People want me to make love to their ear V's.
Oh, my Lord.
That was from Nick Seward's Pretend Time the other night. And
I don't watch that show.
Oh, it was very funny. I think you'd enjoy it. But
I restrict my viewing to PBS.
Oh, well.
And the Spice Channel.
Well, I only listen to NPR and watch PBS.
Yes.
Possibly.
Has everyone gone to sleep yet?
Every once in a while, the cooking show
has
are
this shtick
really
worn
rather
out
delightful.
Its welcome.
I don't know. I don't really care.
Yes, it has.
I just like doing things like this. Oh,
can we talk like we're not corpses?
You know what my favorite show is?
What?
My favorite show?
What?
All time?
What?
Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. None of that. Come on. It's just, everyone is expected
to I'd like to make up a story about a place that doesn't make any sense and isn't actually particularly funny, but
now you're getting into the obscure beyond obscure. It's weird that even I know what you're talking about, but I do.
It's not weird. Lame people listen to that show because they think it's funny, but it's not. It's just stupid.
Well, I just... We talk like we got something we care about here. We don't talk like we bang at 2 miles per hour. We actually got some passion behind our voices.
What was the snail joke? I just heard a snail joke.
What?
Snail knocks on the guy's door. The guy answers the door, and he's kind of, you know, he's like all ready to go to bed and stuff, and it's really late. And the snail's like, I'd like to talk to you about buying some magazines. And the guy's really PO'd, and so he kicks the snail as hard as he can.
Yes.
2 years later, the snail comes back.
Oh my, okay.
This is what we've been reduced to,
content-wise. Snail jokes. Snail jokes are safe for the kids.
Yeah, my jokes are terrible.
Finish the snail joke. I mean, you've already...
2 years later, there's a knock at the door. It's the snail. What, was that necessary? That's it. That was a horrible joke. I love it.
You mean the punchlines that it took him 2 years?
Yeah, that's the punchline.
Oh, God, if Will were here, too, I'd make you go out for 5 minutes. I know,
it was so bad.
Oh,
I can tell you
man.
More bad jokes, because those are the many jokes I know.
Why would you do that on air? Do it outside.
Because
when we're
I can't say bad words anymore.
Do it when we're having our smoke break. That shouldn't be mentioned because the little kids might be listening.
Tobacco's bad for you, kids. Don't do drugs.
I'll be honest, kids. Yeah, even having that one or two that I have with you, and that's pretty much the extent of my weekly smoking. Even then, I
don't do it, kids.
My throat is ravaged the rest of the weekend, no joke. But you give me those American spirits.
You should make tissue paper flowers and cut out some craft paper into little hearts.
All right, Stickzilla, that's enough. That's enough. Can we talk about the real story of the week?
Okay, what's the story of the week?
And it's not the midterm elections. I thought you know, people might expect me to like chain into a whole thing about the conservatives coming back to power and
elect.
Exactly. That is what I want to hear from my listeners. Complete
ignorance.
Is that
when a man is very, very happy about something?
It's when he's bounced a baby on his lap for a while. No, the best news of the week, Friday. Friday was like celeb boobs you never expected to see
there. Oh, I missed that, except for you.
Really? Yeah.
Tell me all about it.
Someone had started following me like earlier in the week or maybe a couple weeks ago, and they're like, you know what? If they, if someone followed you today and they didn't know any better, they'd think you're completely obsessed with T words.
I guess I know better, and I think you are.
I mean, I love them. Yeah. It's not the overall, it's not the constant content on my tweets, but.
No, that's true. That's true. And you appreciate other parts too.
I objectify everything. Please don't limit my
woman
scope.
Has some knuckles on her.
Yeah. Oh, I could find a great pair of ankles. Like it was the 20s. Oh.
Did you see that elbow crease?
Oh, what? I could ogle me some ankles. Be like, look at her, that slutty one piece.
Wrist.
Look at what's peeking out from either side of that barrel.
That's why I wear tall socks in the studio. I don't like to be objectified, so.
It was amazing, though, because the day started off with what appears to be like actually a weirdly preggers Jessica Alba showing off some topless photos. In fact, the very first picture is like her in a bra, like almost doing the leaky through it, which I got nothing against. Not my biggest thing, not particularly like a fetish or something, but if Jessica Alba landed in your lap and, you know.
Just happened to be pregnant and
lactating. Yeah, pregnant, lactating, and she's like, I'm on the lam. My husband doesn't understand me. Let's milk this thing up, baby. Why not? I don't find her the most exciting being on earth. That said, I've never had a chick, remotely that attractive even fart in my direction. So please don't act like I'm eating at the big people's table here. Jessica Alba's better than anything I've ever hit. I'm just saying, as far as celebs go, not my biggest turn on. Don't know why, you know?
Nah, you know, it's taste. It's taste. I actually think a lot of celebrities who are considered uber attractive aren't really that attractive. And I'm not saying they're ugly. I'm just saying they're not that special.
They don't drive you nuts, exactly. Yeah. If they hit on you, you'd still be like, let's...
There is one woman that I think is absolutely perfect.
Who's that?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, but not sexy. Like, I actually throw her and Alba in the same pile where they're, like, almost like art. Like, they're really beautiful, but if that was just, like...
I just think she's like ideal woman.
Say,
she's my
if
ideal
that
woman.
Was hitting on you, you wouldn't react, and you would. You'd pull out a pool cue and smack him in the cerebellum, and you know that's how you make love. That's foreplay.
Drag them back to your cave. Okay.
Yeah. No, just not. They don't inspire wild lust looking at him. That's my. Even I will be like, GD, she is like beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like I want to nail that like Jesus to the cross.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
I guess it's a taste thing. I'm just saying like that would be my ideal woman. And no, and one of the reasons she is an ideal woman to me is because she isn't like freaky looking or weird or have some weird thing going on. Because that can be beautiful in its own way. Like Angelina Jolie. She's freaking. Oh, I mean, I'm not even talking about now.
I thought you were going to say Maury Matlin.
No.
Thank you, Kate.
No. She is pretty. No, like Angelina Jolie. And not now, because she's kind of skeletal.
She's looking a little weird
now.
See,
yeah.
She was like more of a transition between really sexy and really beautiful. Like, she's beautiful, but you'd still, yeah.
But so, yeah, when she was at her peak physically looking.
When she was 16.
I guess. Yeah. she was beautiful in the way that, you know, a lot of people are beautiful in a different way. I mean, she looked different, but she wasn't like, holy crap, she's so sexy. Like, Catherine Zeta-Jones is that to me.
Okay. I would lump Jolie and Zeta-Jones kind of in the same neighborhood. Although Jolie's far sexier, I'd say.
She's freakier, so she's more interesting to look at, I guess.
Oh, she'd drink your blood and then cry.
No, I don't mean freakier like that. I mean freakier looking.
Oh, not the good freakier.
No. And you know,
okay.
The Billy Bob bottles of blood thing is so
hot,
13 years old.
Hot,
no,
so
that
hot.
Is creepy and dumb.
So hot.
I'm sorry, I'm a grown up.
You don't want to be able to call your girlfriend 3,000 miles away and say, crack the vial and drink me. Now I'm inside you.
That is disgusting. That is so utterly disgusting.
Maybe someone needs to pull you aside and teach you the art of making love someday.
I'm not into sparkle things, vampires.
Oh, I have not. I know what you're referencing. Twilight, right? They don't combust. They just glow or something.
Sparkle, twinkle toes, vampires.
Thank God I've never seen those.
I only know about that. I've never seen them either. Yes, and I'm very thankful. I did actually see a montage of clips from it, and it looked like the least acted movie I've ever seen.
Oh, it just sounds like everything I've heard is
what?
They just phone it in like
crazy. Oh, no.
Crazy.
Oh, you are wonderful. Yay.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I am so confused.
As if to completely give me the most perfect example of beautiful versus sexy, later in the day. So, first of all, I'm tweeting about Alba's jugs, because I'm like, a lot of guys really, really dig her, and why the hell not? Like,
she's a fine woman.
She's made a big deal about how she'll never get topless, and it's like, ha-ha, joke's on you. Mm-hmm. Here you are topless, and your kid's in the gas tank, and that's showing too, so double shame on you, trollop. But
Jezebel.
Later in the day, a broad I would consider sexy beyond belief, Kat Dennings.
I don't even know who she is. I'm sorry.
I will explain to you the identity of Kat Dennings in a moment, but topless photos of her leaked online. I will show you her in a moment. Unless, did you click already or no?
No.
Okay. I will show you what she's packing
in
a moment.
Yeah, you gotta show me that.
She was the pasty broad with really, really, really big chest. I was going to say like T words, but no.
Yeah,
she had a really big chest in 40-year-old virgin. There's a scene.
I didn't see that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people have. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a lot of people.
Okay. All right, Chun-Li.
Just one person.
All right.
One
All right, Vanilla
very
Rice.
Special person.
Yeah, okay. All right. White Rice. That is your, that's your new
that's
name.
That's my rapper name.
Yeah. Stage name, White Rice. She is stacked.
Yeah.
I mean, just stacked. Like, you would watch this movie, and any scene she was in, all comedy was sucked out of it because you're just like, oh, my God.
Because mammary glands aren't funny.
Oh, there's nothing. I mean, unless they're like horribly deformed. And then that's more sad than funny. But I mean, anytime she was on the screen, like you'd be laughing your way through this movie. And then every dude watching it would just be like, okay.
Then you just hear the drool drip in the floor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she, and again, like really full lips. I was going to say knows like a moneylender, but then I Wikipedia researched her. She actually is a tribeswoman, so I can't say like one.
So, yeah, so because she is one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny when
knows as...
I got a nose like a moneylender, and it's funny because I'm Greek and poor and have no connections in the entertainment industry.
But what would... I mean, I would still she say just, like, because even though she is...
See, I think that's a little offensive.
Really?
If we're going to talk offensive, I wouldn't want to like talk about a Jew and say they got a nose like a moneylender.
Honestly, I would never say that about anybody, so I guess not the person to talk to about this.
She was topless, and I could not stop crowing about this. I don't care about seeing like 99% of celebrities topless.
Did you actually go around going, ah!
I was like Paul Revere. Like, I got on my horse with a couple of lanterns.
Big bell, yeah.
Instead of the British are coming, I was like, check this S out. And then I ran out the URL. And it flowed. But come around here. We're going to show you a couple. And we're not doing this through the network.
I am removing my headphones.
No, actually, no. I was going to go to the Happy Time folder, but I don't want you seeing the rest of my...
Oh. Because Marley Matlin's in there, isn't she? Yeah.
Look at these, Kate. Okay, so we've gone to good old What Would Tyler Durden Do? WWTDD.com. And here she is. Join me on the mic. Lean in.
Okay, I don't know. The last time.
All right, so the first picture is her, and it's kind of blurred. It's a little side boob.
Okay.
And you can agree with me, right? Put your mouth right here.
How many times have I heard that?
Bada-bing. So you can agree with the schnoz assessment, first of all.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, okay, looking at that, you know, she's fairly attractive. She's attractive in the sense if I saw her on the street, I'd be like, that's a nice-looking woman. I wouldn't be like, oh, my gosh.
Okay, now I'm going to click on this picture, and you can tell me why I'm a fan of her work.
Yeah, that's too much. This is all good. This is all good right there. I like that. It's just a little
bit.
But... And I'm not saying that's too much, like, that's unnaturally too much. It's just, like...
All real. All real.
That's fine. That's fine. That's not what's going to win me over.
And then that.
That's better.
That's her, like, halfway out of a sports bra, and she's covered up. See, you're not even getting radio nudity. There's no radio nip in it for you. All right. Yeah. I saw those, and I wept. Like... I could have seen the spirit of my dad sit down across from me and been like, John, there's a life hereafter, and I live safely in it. And I would not weep like I did looking at those. Are you back? Are you situated, White Rice?
I'm back.
Okay. I was blown away. I'm sorry. That is like perfect figure to me. Like she's got just a touch of softness.
Yeah, not too hard. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like abs.
And that's I liked that. I liked that. I liked what I saw of the back end.
Yeah.
You know, there's a nice shape there and everything. And I have no problem with the top part. Like, no problem with that.
You better not.
No. I mean, no, that's totally fine. I'm just saying, like, that is not what would win me over. That's not what would win me over. And so if I saw her on the street, I'd be like, she's attractive. But I wouldn't be like, oh, my gosh, that's it. That's the end all be all of womanhood right there.
God, I don't know. She reminds me of this half-Jewish chick that I used to, I wouldn't say date, but, you know, stuff happened. I don't know. Would you crown Jewish broads as like having the best chest in the West or what?
I really think there's a lot of extremely attractive Jewish women, yeah.
Because that, I mean, like, for the first time ever, I've really got to shake my head at what Hitler did. I mean, like, why? God, can you think of, like, how many good breasts have been taken from him? Like, it's okay to kill these listeners that would complain about my show while they're still kids, because they'd grow up to do bad things. But think about, like, how many future buxom Jewish broads Hitler killed. Think about that for a second. I know you're wiping your tears because you're sad and not because you're...
So the story of Anne Frank was really compelling because she would have had
Anne
a rack.
Frank, yeah, just had like monster melons. How much sadder was that?
Oh.
Can you imagine if the cover was like Anne Frank if she grew up and it's just like her spilling out?
You are so American.
Oh my God, that would have been a real bestseller.
Yeah, that would have.
Oh my God. Because think, like, what if Hitler had that epiphany, and then instead of, like, killing Jews, he was just, like, he bred them for breast size.
But you know what? There's actually, I mean, first of all, there's many different tribes of
That's
Jews.
True.
And
I like
it's
this
actually
tribe.
Just like, you like
the Bazunga tribe. I'm down with their work.
I think, in general, it's just like any other culture, ethnicity. You got some really great ones according to today's standards, and you got some not as great ones according to today's standards.
Oh yeah, like 50s boobs, how they're almost like shaped like rocket cones.
Oh well, that was the undergarments. That was totally the undergarments. Because you had to wear like this thing.
No. I get that the bras looked like weaponry, but like I think everything grew to fit
like
them.
Like gnome hats.
Like making like a bonsai kitten, you know? Like they really had a different look back then. I've looked at a lot of old Playboy.
It's not like foot binding. You don't do breast binding
and
shape.
I think they did back then. I could swear they did. They looked like fleshy pyramids.
No, it's totally the undergarments. And you know what happens if you get...
Look up Cynthia Miller.
If you get
you
a
kids
Demi-
listening at home... When your grandpa, who's busy writing a letter right now, yeah.
No, but if you get like a demi bra, and even just put that underneath them, they're gonna form like it's gonna lift everything up into like a cliff shape. I don't know how to describe this. But anyway, so
like
you don't
the
even
cone heads.
Need yeah, but you don't even need the top part to shape it into a cone so much. Although that would be very common on brassieres of that day. Like all you need is the bottom part to be like super structured, and it's like a big pudding cup.
I just look up Cynthia Miller. delete the SEATLOVER.com URL that your grandpa had in there. Or the lemonparty.org URL. Probably that's more likely. Delete lemonparty.org. Just Google Cynthia Myers. And you kids have fun.
Yeah.
You kids enjoy about 10 years of puberty in 30 seconds when you look at that.
I have to ask you, speaking of Lemon Party, have you ever been to steakandcheese.com?
Yeah.
Okay. We were told at work that they were going to start censoring our websites. Which
yeah,
I'm totally fine with because...
By the way, we got to get to that real fast. How am I on pornography block
You're
lists?
Not anymore.
Am I? Okay, thank God.
Okay, so this is the weird thing. So they put in these filters, which I'm actually totally okay with because it is work and whatever.
Yes, yeah. I know everyone likes to think I'm some kind of like...
Reason why I
degenerate.
Should be allowed to... See, yeah, no.
But yeah, no porn at work.
No, so... And
Unless
and
you
I don't...
work in a radio station. I mean, come on.
No, so, I mean, it's totally okay with me. It's their prerogative. I'm fine with that. The funny thing was they implemented these filters. They didn't tell anyone until hours after it was done. It was blocking all sorts of valid sites that we were supposed to get to for work.
Yeah.
So that on top of – because we actually do videos where I work, and it was blocking YouTube. So all of our videos, which we post on YouTube to our own channel, couldn't actually watch.
Oh, that was
at
like
work.
The first place I ever worked, my 9-to-5 slave job.
Yeah.
Where I was addressed as Toby, sorry. I didn't have YouTube, God forbid. I don't even think Hulu existed back
it's
then.
It's with an eye and a little heart over the eye. Sorry.
I'm trying to think of other great sites that were taken from me. I mean, it was just such horrible existence.
And that's fine that they blocked it, except that we had a valid reason.
Yeah.
And they won't block things like Facebook because we have a valid work reason
to go
on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, Facebook and MySpace were blocked.
Okay, well, they're blocking MySpace, I think.
Well,
I mean,
MySpace
I haven't
even is
tried,
a toy.
But Facebook, they're not, because it's supposedly
year olds.
We're networking on it, and they don't block LinkedIn, and they don't block Twitter. And that's all, you know, and that's fine. But they were blocking YouTube. Like, it was really confused, and it was slowing our network down, even though supposedly this was to help our bandwidth usage. So they're blocking all sorts of random, crazy BS. And finally, the president sends out this email about what is actually going to be blocked. And the hilarious thing is he just cuts and pastes from apparently the software that we're using to block stuff. And the one under pornography is like pornographic sites will be blocked, and it like leads to a description of pornographic sites, right? Yeah, and then it lists websites that are going to be blocked, which we all thought was hilarious.
Yeah,
and one of them under pornography was Steak and Cheese. And
oh
I
God,
I was scared.
Why don't you just put in like gross out site or something? Yeah, don't call it porn.
Well, I was scared and curious to understand what was on Steak and Cheese.
It's a lot of like gross out stuff, if I recall. Here, let's wrap up the
gross,
show with the
gross
trips.
Fetish things. All right, I can actually see from here. And despite the fact, like, if If they had just sent it to me,
Mr. Wayne is blocked.
If they
It'll be weird crap. Like, I want to say steak and cheese. No, I'm thinking of rotten.com. Like, I'm haunted by this picture of a guy who was excited, and his parrot was perched upon his excitement.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Okay. But yeah, so they blocked a lot of weird stuff like that. And some days some things are blocked. Some days some things aren't.
I was trying to be subtle about that.
What?
Just indicating there's like 5 minutes.
I know.
So.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're in control, man. You're in control.
Oh, no. I wanted you to beautifully dovetail out of that.
I can't do that.
No grace present here.
Comes in, then I'm like, oh, okay, gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement, which will hopefully be here next week.
We'll see.
Yeah, I love doing this show. I like it live. Thanks to all the callers. You guys, hopefully you can call in again. That'd be nice. All right. Hopefully, if we are here, we'll be here next Saturday, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at papasbasement. I think we do a great job on that. Atomic Kate is your Twitter handle.
Atomic Kate. That's with a C. Kate with a C.
Kate with a C. Isn't it? Of course. Yeah. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. Kate, thank you.
Yep.
My name's John. Mi llamo y John Papagiorgio. And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.